It is 6:50 p.m. Thursday evening in Lansing. Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS. Send us some feedback. Our email address, ccrecap@gmail.com. We always love to hear from you. So if you thought that by expanding health insurance to tens of millions of those who are now uninsured was going to now give them access to doctors, it now looks like the doctors they're hoping to see may not be there. The Association of American Medical Colleges is estimating that by 2015, the country will have a shortage of over 62,000 doctors. To talk about just what that will mean for us and if anything can be done about it just 2 years before the Affordable Care Act takes effect, I'm joined by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Mitchell Brooks. You can find him online with his own show, Health of the Nation, at hotnationaltalk.com. Dr. Brooks, thank you very much for joining us on WILS.
Hey, you're welcome.
So tell me, just how serious of a problem is this going to be as these millions of uninsured Americans now enter the medical system? Are you anticipating these long waits and subpar service that some critics are predicting?
Well, let me say this. There absolutely positively will be long waits because it's just a question of arithmetic and supply and demand. The president is adding anywhere between 9 and 12 million new people to the Medicaid rolls, and more than 50% of the physicians in the country do not accept Medicaid. So that's the first problem. Second problem is that the number of physicians being trained can't keep pace with the overall number of people coming into the system, particularly the 75 million people that will reach Medicare age.
Well, so those physicians, though, that you're saying don't accept Medicaid patients, they won't have to deal with those patients. So I guess if you're going to a doctor that doesn't accept Medicaid patients, your chance of seeing them in a shorter amount of time are better.
Well, yes, but the issue isn't that, because in the end, doctors will be legislated to see Medicare and Medicaid patients. That, I believe, will be the outcome. Now, whether that passes constitutional muster or not is another question. That said, the numbers don't work. In the new health care law, the president put in funding for additional physicians. Well, his funding will cover the training of 3,000 physicians in the decade 2014 through 2024. The problem is that we need approximately 46,000 physicians. So what he's doing is essentially nothing.
Give me a sense of the long waits we're talking about. Are we talking about a couple of days rather than seeing a doctor right away, or weeks or months?
Well, firstly, you can be seen, and in all probabilities at the primary care level, you will be seen. But you'll be seen in all probabilities by a physician's assistant or a nurse practitioner, which is fine. These are very well-trained people. They know what they're doing, and they're supervised in any case. If you're fortunate enough to see a doctor, you'll have to be reasonably ill for that doctor to see you. And then, if you need to see a specialist down the road, well, good luck with that, because the waits will be long. Now, if you take Great Britain or Canada as an example, in Ontario, up until several years ago, the wait to get an arthroscopic knee procedure was over a year. The wait to get a total joint replacement was a year and a half. So there is a population of basically similar people. It's a homogeneous population. Our population is very different. Our needs are very different. They're more complex, and our society is different.
That sounds like some scary stuff. I'm talking to orthopedic surgeon Dr. Mitchell Brooks. Find him online with his own show, Health of the Nation, at hotnationaltalk.com. Now, what is the solution here? Do we need to have one system that is maybe a higher-end medical system that allows for those that can pay for it to get faster service? Is that something that's already in the plans?
Well, it's certainly happening now. The market is going that way. I would suspect that approximately 30% of the physicians will reject insurance completely, and in order to see them, you'll have to pay to see them. And you will be seen in a timely manner, and probably the better physicians will be the ones doing that. Now, on the surface, that may not be palatable, but when you think about it, the deductibles that you have are going to be very high, and you might as well use the deductibles with people who will see you straight away and people who will give you the time that you deserve.
Is it correct that you have yourself already moved to a cash-only system?
I haven't moved to a cash-only system. I don't accept insurance. I think cash-only is a misnomer, and it gives the wrong impression. Hmm. My fees are my fees. You go to have your car repaired, or you go to have your car done every 15,000 miles. You drop $500 to $600 to a mechanic. A plumber comes to your house. I can go on and on.
Now,
it's the same idea. If you can't pay the bill at one time, then we'll work something out over a course of 2 or 3 months to pay the bill. But your insurance will probably cover the overwhelming majority of the cost.
Do you feel doctors' organizations here in the U.S., though, have raised the alarm on this? Because this sounds like a major problem not only for patients but for doctors themselves.
Well, doctors' organizations don't represent doctors. They represent the organizations. For instance, let's take the American Medical Association. I'm sure that the average person listening to us today thinks that the AMA represents the doctors. In point of fact, only 17% of physicians in the United States belong to the AMA. Nobody really cares what the AMA says at street level, at ground level, at operational level. And the professional societies have grown so large that they represent their societies as opposed to representing their members. And so I think that you're going to see changes on the ground from the bottom up, not from the top down, and they're occurring already. The market is paying place of it.
Now, in terms of the rate of seeing patients, doctors now, don't they sometimes spend just 10, 15 minutes with a patient? Is that something that can be increased somehow?
Well, 10 to 15 minutes is a huge amount of time. Most doctors will do what I call a drive-by visit. Their physician's assistant or their nurse practitioner will handle the bulk of the work, will give a synopsis to the doctor. The doctor will come in. If it's an initial problem, a primary problem, let's say a specialist, the general specialist might spend 10 minutes with the patient and then move on.
What about the influx of patients, though? Doesn't that potentially mean a financial benefit to doctors?
Well, no, because the insurance rates are decreasing and the cost of running a business is increasing and far outstripping the payments. It is a major, major headache to get paid. It generally takes between 60 and 90 days. And the administrative work is crippling. It's bad. The whole thing is bad. And instead of maybe having one payer, maybe the federal government should devise one system of payment, because in Ontario, they administer all their claims for every 25 cents that they spend administering a claim. We in the United States spend a dollar. So maybe we can steal shamelessly from them, learn how they do it, and cut the administrative costs by almost 300 or 400%. And that amounts to a substantial amount of money, in the hundreds of billions of dollars.
Now, the American Medical Association of Colleges is saying that by 2015 the shortage will be over 130,000 doctors. Do you have any thoughts on how to dramatically increase those numbers here in the U.S.?
Well, the numbers are for 2025, I believe.
Oh, 2025, correct, yeah.
Right. And the shortage right now is of the magnitude of 62,000 or so, I think. And the other thing I want to bring to people's attention is that one-third of physicians practicing in the United States are 55 and older, and about 60 or 70% of the general surgeons are 55 or older. So you've got to factor that in as well. And doctors are being bought by hospitals, and they're going to be working 9 to 5, basically.
Well, that is it. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Mitchell Brooks. Find him online.
It's hotnationtalk.com.
Hot Nation Talk. That is good to know. Can't get it right every time. Dr.
Thanks, Joel.
Brooks, thank you very much for joining us.
Good. Thank you for having me.
All right, excellent. We will be back tomorrow, as usual, 6 p.m., Michael Cohen with producer Jesse Wiza. Please join us then. Otherwise, have a good evening. Have a good night.